Proverbs 10:29 says, "The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity." A lot of us have quoted verses or parts of verses like Proverbs 10:29 saying, "The way of the Lord is strength to the upright." And we knew it was true, but we hadn't really experienced it in our own lives, at least not in a big way. And that was me for a number of years as a baby Christian. And I once had a daily desk calendar. I don't even remember who gave it to me, but it was one of those spiral flip calendars, and you could use it over and over every year as long as you didn't tear it up. And it gave me a psalm for every day of the year. Sometimes I would forget it's there, but other times I would read the psalm in the morning and then repeat it during the day to put it to memory. I'd read psalms like Psalm 28:7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him." I believed those words as far as I was able to at that time. But then when I was around 30 years old, I faced a huge personal crisis. I was betrayed by someone that I had put my trust in, someone who had promised to be with me through thick and thin, for better or for worse, till death do us part. And I won't go into great detail, but I felt my world crumbling all around me. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I felt weak and helpless. And I would sit at my desk at times and just feel numb to the world. But I found enough strength to get through my day by reading that little desk calendar. I struggled with fear and anxiety, not knowing how I was going to even go on, how I was going to handle everything, what was going to happen. How was it going to make it through this trial? Then I'd read Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Some days I just felt alone. And I'd make this psalm my prayer in Psalm 22:19, "But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me." Our trials that we experience, they're our own. No one else knows what we're going through, what we feel like. And compared to world events, they seem so small and trivial that we tend to think God's just too busy to care. Maybe it's just too little for him to even bother with. But he does care. He cares about our little problems in our little obscure lives because he's God, he's omniscient. There's nothing too much or too big, too small for him to care about. And he makes that clear in his word. And if we trust in his word, we will experience his love and care in our lives. But I love to think of the great heroes of the faith as they struggled and found their strength in the Lord and his word. These were big events. But it helps me in my little world to think about Moses, who said this in Exodus 15:2, "The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." Now, Moses had just watched God part the Red Sea and drown Pharaoh and his massive entire army. Certain death and slaughter faced the Hebrews, and it ended in a moment as the water swallowed up a massive army with horses and chariots. I imagine that the millions of Hebrews turned to see the salvation of God and stood in utter shock and silence until someone finally let out a shout. And then Moses sang those words, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation." Whether you're facing some huge challenge or getting through another daily grind, focus on God, call on him, read and recite his words, steady your heart to be obedient to his will, and allow him to be your strength. And then you can say with the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 12:2, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation."